Whitey Bulger are from the wrong side of the tracks. They're criminals themselves. There was a corrupt FBI agent named John Morris who just spent a few days on the stand. And these are nefarious people, and particularly the hitman John Matarano, who was up there for several days. I described in one of my columns that after the first 2 days of his testimony, we were hit by punishing rains. He is such a venal and vile man who's admitted to murdering 20 people that it was almost as if there was a higher power that needed to wash us of our having to listen to this guy. But I think the most powerful testimony over the last 2 weeks have come from ordinary people, because there was a myth that the government, particularly the FBI and the Justice Department, wanted you to accept when it came to Whitey Bulger, is that he only killed other criminals. Well, that died on the waterfront of South Boston with a man named Michael Donahue in 1982. And his family has been in court every day for the last few weeks. And yesterday, John Morris, that corrupt FBI agent who helped get Michael Donahue murdered, turned to the family and apologized to them. Now, that murder happened 31 years ago, and this is the first time anyone remotely connected to this government has apologized to the Donahue family. As Pat Donahue, Michael's widow, who raised three boys on her own after her husband was murdered with FBI complicity, as she said to me, it's a little late for an apology, but if you look at the Donahue family, the way they have been dragged through the mud by their own government, the idea that the FBI got their husband and their father killed is one thing, but the Justice Department refused to apologize to them, refused to settle with them, dragged them through 9 years of litigation. And so to see that apology in the court was one of the most emotional moments, and it really had nothing to do with testimony. It really wasn't evidence. It was just a sign of emotion and humanity in a place where that has been sorely lacking.